Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stock politics here in Minnesota on WCCO with our good buddy Blois Olson. Blois, good morning. How the heck are you?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Good, thank you. I understand that we're going to have a special session called.
Yeah, yesterday I was kind of working the texts, and I heard that legislators had worked on Friday the 3rd and Sunday the 5th to try to drive towards some agreement on criminal justice and police reform. And then last night, Speaker Melissa Hortman sent out an email to members and staff saying that should expect the governor to make his proclamation for a special session on Friday, which would call the legislature back into special session next Monday. As I worked the phone a little last night, I found out that there is not an agreement on this the special session. And there's become this fairly recent history that all four legislators from the majority and the minority would agree on the package for the special session. We didn't have that last time, and then we ran into that issue where they didn't get anything done. I think there's an effort, especially by Republicans, to have agreement on all the items before they get back into special session. So I'm sure they'll work this week to try to find that agreement. And meanwhile, we'll watch for Governor Walz to signal what he's going to do.
What happened to the COVID funds?
Well, there's a lot of different moving pieces. And we've talked earlier about the governor wanting to have the authority to distribute the federal authority, the federal funds from the CARES Act about COVID on his own without legislative approval. And they never he did that on local government aid. Now, today he'll announce it on child care. He'll hold a news conference at 8 a.m. in the Twin Cities. And Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan will hold a news conference at 4 o'clock in Rochester, and they'll announce that they're distributing $56 million in child care funds from the CARES Act. Last week, there's a story that leaked that they'll distribute $100 million in housing assistance. And there is this sense that if you don't spend CARES Act money by the end of the year, you lose the money. And so whether or not the legislature has any oversight over how the governor is spending that money remains a little bit of a political hot potato. On the other hand, the governor continues to just allocate that money through executive authority.
We're another day closer to the elections in November, Blois, and it was interesting to read about the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday ruling unanimously that states can require presidential electors to vote for their state's popular vote winners in the Electoral College. It's interesting because you and I have talked about this before, but this particular decision leaves in place such laws in 32 states in Washington, D.C., called faithless electors who vote for someone other than who won the popular vote in their state. I know those are rare. I know they don't affect a lot of outcomes of a presidential election, but if it's close, they could. So what's our status here in Minnesota been through the years?
Well, in Minnesota, the electors are nominated by the party, and then each side gives Secretary of State their names, and then those electors have very historically voted for the party that nominated them there. But we have had issues across the country where somebody would step out of line and maybe vote for somebody else. And, you know, 2020 has been crazy enough. The 2020 election's going to be quite a wild ride. I can only imagine that if there is a state that doesn't have a law binding your electors, that we could have a wild card here at the end of the day.
And then, as I'd mentioned prior to you coming on, that I was going to ask you about, I know we have primaries today that were delayed earlier. One is in New Jersey. And so there, the governor ordered the election to be conducted mostly by mail for the primary. But problems have plagued the state leading up to these primary elections, Blois, including an alleged voter fraud scheme that led to four arrests. And somebody was quoted as saying, it's a mess. And then they had municipal elections out there, I know, and they were 100% mail-in for the first time in history due to the pandemic, obviously. In Minnesota, are you concerned about what could happen, or are we going to be well prepared for it?
I'm not overly concerned right now, but if we take the issue we talked about yesterday with the drop-off in voter registration, there could be a wave of last-minute registrations that could complicate the system of no-excuse absentee ballot here in Minnesota. But we'll have a good, I think, test in our August primary, where my gut is that it'll be a lot of mail-in voting. So once we see how that goes, then I think the Secretary of State will gear up. Remember, the Senate and legislature all agreed to give Secretary of State all the money that the federal government had given Minnesota to make sure we could do that. The question was whether or not we were going to mail ballots to everybody, which we have not done. And we'll kind of continue to watch that issue as well.
What's going on with masks?
Well, Dave, I think I said this yesterday. My sense is that we're going to have a statewide mask mandate or push later in the week. But I think I'll know more tomorrow. The challenge is, how do you enforce it? And in California, it's like a $200 fine for the first offense. And, you know, we've got enough issues with policing and kind of civil disobedience right now. The mask seems like, you know, it's a good idea for most people, but it's not one of those, I don't know, hills that I would die on if I was Governor Walz in the fight of the COVID and justice reform. But I think it's coming later in the week. It's been my gut all weekend, and I got an indication last night that it's probably coming.
What is your email address so I can get your newsletter?
You just go to wccrradio.com/morningtake. You can sign up there. It's quick and easy.
Blois, thank you. I'll stay in touch. See you a little bit later. Blois Olson, WCCO, The Morning News.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.